Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Albert Pacheco with translation from Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez.
Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Sunday evening baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies are 40-27 overall. They are 2-0 here in the second half. The second half record is tied for first in the California League North Division. And their overall record, they are second place, 1.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts. While the visiting Stockton Ports come in with a record of 26-40, they're 0-2 in the second half. The Ports, fourth place in both of those stats in the California League North Division. Stockton, 15 games back overall. They are 2 games back of Fresno in the second half. The Fresno Grizzlies have won 4 of the 5 games in the series so far, which means they have won the series. And last night, the Grizzlies enjoyed a walk-off win, 4-3 in 11 innings. Over the first 7.5 innings last night, though, the Grizzlies and the Ports, it was 0-0, and the Grizzlies had just one hit. Fresno, though, found a way to take a lead, 1-0. Nick Guile RBI single to third base gave them the lead. But the Ports, with 2 outs and 2 strikes, Ryan Lasco lined a pitch up the middle. A 2 RBI single made it 2-1, Stockton. So Fresno had to find a way in the bottom of the ninth. And with 2 outs, Jason Hinchman on a 3-1 count launched a double to left center field, tied the game at 2. We went into extras, and the Grizzlies, who've been very successful in extra frames this year, they gave up a run in the top of the 10th inning, and at that point, Fresno again had to find a way to come back in the game. Well, the Grizzlies were successful as a balk allowed Luis Mendez to score in the bottom of the 10th. It was 3-3. We went to the 11th, making it the longest game this year in terms of innings for Fresno. And the Grizzlies put up a 0 in the top of the 11th, which means all they needed was one run. And it was newcomer Brad Cumbis playing hero as he lined a single off the glove of the pitcher in Diego Barrera into center field. The RBI single notched Andy Perez. And the Grizzlies, they found a way to win in last night's game by a final of 4-3. They had an outstanding start from Isaiah Pacheco, who went 5 scoreless innings. He has now thrown 11 straight scoreless innings. On the other side, there was a great relief outing as well. Kay Denton, a career-high 2 innings and a career-high 3, or season-high 3 punch-outs. Bryson Hammer picking up the win for Fresno. Nick Guile led the way with 2 hits. Braylon Wimmer also had 2 hits. But Nick Guile, he had a big 15-pitch walk in the game as well. So the Grizzlies, they have now won 4 games in a row, looking to win their 5th straight home game, which will be their longest home streak this season. And the Grizzlies want to continue their winning ways here in the second half as they push towards the postseason to meet with the Modesto Nuts. So the Grizzlies tonight get the ball to right-hander Jace Kaminska, a 3-2 record, a 2.53 ERA. Kaminska, this is his first start in 2 weeks as he came out of relief last week as Ermon Marquez for the Rockies was on a rehab assignment. So Kaminska back on the bump tonight as he will get the ball for Fresno. He'll be countered by right-hand pitcher Ryan Brown, and until this morning, Brown was not expected to start. A 2-2 record, a 3.08 ERA. Brown pitched very well in relief just the other night for Stockton, and in need of a win, they give the ball to Brown. So great pitching matchup, a pair of righties in Kaminska and Brown as we get set for first pitch for Sunday evening baseball. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Albert Pacheco, who's been the Grizzlies' Tuesday starter all year long. The left-hander has been very consistent and outstanding in his second year with Fresno. With translation from Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez, we asked Pacheco how his year has been going, and he can't wait to see you, the fans, for the rest of the season. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with Pacheco and Galvez. Listen to Grizzlies baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Albert Pacheco with translation from Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez. Guys, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here and give us the opportunity.
So first question I have for Pacheco, talk about how this season has gone for him.
La primera pregunta que quiere hacerte, ¿cómo va? ¿Cómo tú en esta temporada? ¿Cómo la temporada va?
No, la temporada va bien, estamos tratando de mejorar muchas cosas para seguir haciendo la mejor.
Say the season going well right now. We just keep working and get better and little things that are going to make him to be obviously better in the future.
You know, your fastball is looking great, but your off speed has been outstanding as well. Talk about the development of all your pitches so far.
Está diciendo que tu recta se ve bien, pero que tu rompiente también se están desarrollando bien. Quiere que tú hables de todo tu picheo, que le dé un update.
Bueno, con mi recta yo la tiro para allá, cuatro costuras. El cambio, mi segundo mejor picheo, el slider trabajándolo para que sea un arma que yo pueda usar también.
So he said he used his four seam and he changed as a secondary secondary best pitch that he have, and he been working on his slider, trying to get the slider to get on some point elite when they can use it with a lot of confidence too.
You have been able to see a lot of confidence, especially over the last couple of starts where you've shown a lot of consistency. But the start I want to talk about is the one you went eight innings on Memorial Day in San Jose.
Está diciendo que tú has mejorado muchísimo con tu confianza, especialmente este año. Pero quiere que tú le hables de los ocho innings que tiraste en San José el día del día memorial, del memorial.
Bueno, el día del memorial hablé una semana antes con Jerry. Jerry me dio un plan, me dijo que me enfocara en algo que era entre el pecho del catcher, siempre la macota. Solamente fui a tirar la bola donde yo quería y funcionó.
So he said he's a week before. He talked with Jerry Amador. He's our mental skill coordinator for Latin player. And a week before they talk each other, they set up a plan. And the plan was, hey, focus on the chest of the catcher and go with everything that way. That was his eighth inning on Memorial Day.
Well, you've been fantastic. The two things I want to bring up, though. First, let's talk about your catcher, Darius Perry. You guys have been outstanding. Not only that, with Ben McCabe as well, but give some love to your catchers.
Está diciendo que tú has hecho tremendo trabajo, pero que también él ve que tú y Perry tienen una buena relación y han hecho tremendo trabajo juntos. Y también, obviamente, McKay. Él quiere que tú hable un poco de tus catches.
Bueno, yo con Perry me siento en confianza, igual con McKay, pero con Perry yo dejo que el juego que lo lleve él, solamente voy a tirar los pelotas para allá y que sea lo que Dios quiera.
So he said he got a comfort on both of our catcher here, McKay and Perry, but he got a little bit more confidence on Perry. He just let Perry going up front with all the counts and all that, calling the pitches, and he just followed Perry and everything going as well with him.
You know, being the guy that starts the series, you really set the tone for the rest of the series. How nice is it for you that you get to start the series and then can continue to work before your next start?
Está diciendo que fuiste la persona que abriste la serie y obviamente al parecer vas a ser la persona que vas a cerrar la serie. ¿Cómo te has sentido sobre eso que también estás?
No, me siento bien, me siento feliz, solamente seguir trabajando, enfocado y hacer mi trabajo.
Jesus, he feels good. He just wants to keep focused, keep working hard, and when he got the chance to go to the mound, get it done, get his job done.
So what then can Rockies fans and Grizzlies fans expect from you for the rest of the season, especially now with the second half here?
¿Qué esperan de ti la fanaticada de los Grizzlies y la fanaticada de Colorado Rockies y la organización? ¿Qué ellos esperan de ti para el futuro?
Solamente trabajamos al aire, me dijo que siguiera trabajándolo, enfocado en eso y hacer mi trabajo solamente.
Y para la fanaticada, ¿qué tú le dejas saber a la fanaticada de Grizzly?
No, contento con ustedes por apoyarme y sigo, vamos a seguir adelante.
So he talked about, first of all, he talked about our organization, and he's just going to continue to work and what the organization wants him to work, getting better on that. And for the Grizzly fan, he just say thank you. He's so thankful that he have the you guys coming to the park and support him and be there for him. So we want to say thank you to all.
Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds. Let's keep dominating, Pacheco. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And we thank Grizzlies left-hand pitcher Albert Pacheco with translation from Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez for joining us on the pregame show. It's very hot here at the ballpark, so you could hear the misters in the background as Pacheco and the Grizzlies, they're red hot and they're trying to keep the Stockton Ports cool this Sunday evening. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Again, a big thank you to Albert Pacheco. He will get the ball on Tuesday for Fresno, and Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez for joining us on the pregame show. With that being said, let's head down to the field for tonight's national anthem.
This evening's national anthem as we get set for first pitch here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Glad you could join us as here is tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the visiting Stockton Ports, who are 26-40, 0-2 in the second half. The Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Under manager Javier Godard, here's his starting lineup. Lean off and playing center field number 9, Ryan Lasco. Batting second at second base, number 1, B.J. Cook. Batting third at first base, number 28, T.J. Schofield-Sam. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 8, Nate Nankill. Batting fifth, the D.H., number 22, Miles Naylor. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 5, Carlos Amaya.
Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 11, Derek Salome. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 3, Elvis Rio. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 2, Nelson Beltran. And on the bump for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander, number 46, Ryan Brown. A 2-2 record, a 3.08 ERA. So that Ports lineup will take on right-hand pitcher Jace Kaminska. A 3-2 record, a 2.53 ERA. Kaminska, he came out of the bullpen last week as the Grizzlies gave the ball to Airmon Marquez. Kaminska now back in the starting rotation, and he's ready to continue his strong start to the 2024 season. As Ben McCabe throwing the ball down, a very warm afternoon slash evening here at Chuck Chansey Park as we get set for baseball. The series finale, Sunday evening baseball, the final game of this 12-game homestand, and the Grizzlies looking for their fifth straight home win. Jace Kaminska out of the full windup. Here comes tonight's first pitch. And it's fouled off at 5:06 p.m., and we are underway. It is 107 degrees. Clear sky, 6 mph winds out to left field. As that pitch is a called strike, quickly 0-2 to Ryan Lasko. Jace Kaminska, he's had a great year as he will wind and deal, and it is flown foul. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. Kaminska making his 12th appearance, 11th start of the season. In the month of May, a 1.16 ERA. A little bit tougher in June as he gets Lasko to swing and miss on a pitch on the outside part of the plate. And just like that, one out. Great pitch from Jace Kaminska to start his evening as it brings up second baseman B.J. Cook. The Fresno Grizzlies, 40-27. They are 2-0 on the year, and Jace Kaminska has been a big part of that as there's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Fresno on Sundays, 7-3, and it's because Kaminska has been able to give them some innings as another called strike. The count at 0-2. Home plate umpire Drew Buffelli, bases Chad Lagana. Great crew tonight. No balls in two strikes. One out here in the top of the first inning. As Kaminska ready to go. Here comes the 0-2. And a chopper up the middle past Kaminska's glove. The second baseman Guile is there, though. And he makes the play for the second out. Kaminska jumped high and could not make the play. And the second baseman Guile, nice maneuver up the middle. And a throw to first in time. So two outs now as it brings up the first baseman in TJ Schofield, Sam. He is the only lefty in this Stockton lineup tonight. As the Grizzlies, they have been very dominant against the Ports in this series, as that is fouled off, count at 0-1. And all year long, the Grizzlies, if they win today's game, would be 5-1 in all three series against the Ports. 14-3 overall currently this year. As here's the 0-1. And that's a little blooper out to left field, a long run, and Kumbis will watch it go foul. The count now at no balls and two strikes. As that ball just landed foul down near the Ports bullpen, Kumbis, the left fielder, will have to head back to his spot, and the batter in Schofield, Sam, was looking for extra bases. So no balls and two strikes, and Kaminska a strike away from getting out of the inning. Here comes the 0-2 from the righty. And it is a slow chopper too short. Andy Perez awaits for the hop. And the throw to first is in time. And Jace Kaminska, a 1-2-3, top of the first. Time for the Grizzlies to come up to bat in the bottom of the first right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the first inning, no score between Stockton and Fresno here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Andy Perez will lead things off for Fresno. The Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They're 40-27 on the season, 2-0 in the second half. Their Toyota starting lineup under manager Steve Solis will have Andy Perez leading things off, as he will strike to the plate against right-hander Ryan Brown. Here's the first pitch and a ground ball softly to second. Up with it is Cook on a first. It's in time. It goes 4-3, and Perez is retired. So one pitch, one out is Luis Mendez, the third baseman, bats second. Braylon Wimmer, the DH, he will hit third. Batting fourth at first base, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting seventh in left field, last night's hero, number 15, Brad Cumbis, as that's a called strike to Mendez, count at 0-1. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth in center field, number 28, Fadrio Cruz, against the right-hander in Ryan Brown. Here comes the pitch to Mendez, and it's a chopper up the middle, a base hit. It's a one-out single for Luis Mendez. Mendez, the lowest average on the Grizzlies with no runners on, and he spanks a single up the middle, and Fresno has a man on for Braylon Wimmer. So the Grizzlies' Toyota lineup again under manager Steve Solis: Perez, Mendez, Wimmer, Hinchman, Tena, Guile, Cumbis, McCabe, Cruz, and Kaminska, who threw in the previous half inning. He's on the bump for Fresno. So now Braylon Wimmer, who had two hits in yesterday's win, as Brown takes his time, and the pitch is a line drive out to left field. That ball's hit well at the wall. He looks up, and it's gone! Braylon Wimmer, his seventh home run of the season, and he has taken control of the most home runs for Fresno here in 2024. Wimmer touches them all, a two-run shot out to left field, and the Grizzlies are on the board first. Braylon Wimmer, a two-run homer, a big fly. And just like that, the Grizzlies have the lead. Fresno, when scoring first this season, are 32-10. And a nice start for the Fresno offense, as Wimmer, he's had an outstanding series, and that home run a big one. As now Jason Hinchman, who had the game-tying double in the ninth inning, will watch a strike in the count at 0-1. So second hit for Fresno and two runs. As it brings up Hinchman, count at 0-1. Jason Hinchman, he has been in the clutch all year long. Here's the 0-1, and that's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. In the cleanup spot for Fresno in this contest, two home runs for Hinchman. He also has 26 RBI. Here's the 1-1 offering to Hinchman, and it is a called strike, count at 1-2. Fresno, they're sporting their Valley Tribute jerseys once again. They're 3-0 when wearing these jerseys. Last night, they had a walk-off wearing their Valley Tributes. As here comes the 1-2 to Hinchman, and it is outside, two balls and two strikes. Fresno's written across the front in black. They have the black numbers on the back of those jerseys, a view of downtown Fresno and a little bit of Chuck Chancey Park. They also have the red cap, the red bill, the Grizzlies Bear logo on top of their red cap. As here's a foul ball by Hinchman, stays alive. Count remains at 2-2. Stockton, they're wearing their blue unis. Stockton written across the front. They have the white numbers on the back. They have their blue cap, the blue bill, and their asparagus logo on their cap. As here comes the 2-2 from Brown, and it is in the dirt. Count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Jason Hinchman trying to work a walk. He walked in last night's contest as well. A very good eye in Hinchman. 2-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first inning. Just underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 3-2 to Hinchman. And he will pop one up. This is into shallow right field. And the second baseman drops it. And Cook, he called everybody off and didn't hang on to the ball. Unbelievable. Cook had called everybody off. He had windmills going on, and he drops the ball. It clangs off the glove, and that is E4. So there's your first error of the game as it brings up the right fielder in Felix Tena. And Cook should have used two hands. It looks like the ball hit off the webbing of his glove. So now to Tena. With a double in yesterday's game as he'll take a called strike count at 0-1. Tena just the other night saw his 24-game on-base streak end as he looks to pick up another hit streak now. He has hit safely in 24 of his last 26 games. Here's the pitch to Tena as Hinchman leads from first, and Tena will take another called strike. Good breaking ball from Brown. The count now at 0-2. The off-speed at 78 miles per hour is Tena, who also has 2 home runs, 26 RBI like Hinchman, trying to extend this 2-0 lead for Fresno. Brown looks in, has the sign, and the pitch to Tena is right down the middle, a fastball, and Tena is retired. Good pitch from Brown at 92 for the second out. First strikeout for Brown, and it brings up the second baseman, Nick Guile, who caused a lot of trouble yesterday for Stockton. Reached base 3 times, including a double, an RBI single, and a 15-pitch walk. As Hinchman leads from first, big hole on the right side. Brown looks back. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. And the count at 0-1. A very warm evening as the majority of the crowd, they're in the shade right now as they're enjoying some Sunday baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. Glad you could join us. 2-0 Fresno. Here comes the 0-1 to Nick Guile. And it is outside. Count of 1-1 from Ryan Brown. Brown, a 2-2 record, a 3.08 ERA. He was not initially expected to start today. It was supposed to be right-hander Steven Echeverria, but a change of hearts by the Athletics and Ports made Brown the starter as he throws a pitch past the bat of Guile, and the count now at 1-2. Ryan Brown was outstanding just the other night. This was in relief of the right-hander in Echeverria. This was back on Tuesday. 4 scoreless innings, allowed 1 hit, 2 walks and 4 Ks. As the 1-2 on its way to Nick Guile, there goes Hinchman for second. That ball's inside. The throw is offline and gets into center field. And now Hinchman, he will dance his way to third. And the Grizzlies now a runner at third here with 2 outs. So Hinchman, a stolen base. And then he gets to third on E2, the throw from Amaya. Second error this inning for Stockton. And so Hinchman got in there. That ball was so offline that Cook, the second baseman, had no chance to get that ball. So now Hinchman at third as a 2-2 to Nick Guile. Brown comes set. He looks at Hinchman. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. Almost hits Guile on the count at 3-2. So Fresno, 2 runs, 2 hits. There's also been 2 Stockton errors here in the bottom of the first. And Guile trying to make it 3-0. Here comes a 3-2 from Brown. And it's inside, and Guile works a walk. Still with 2 outs in the inning. Fresno now has their first walk of the game. Runners at the corners here for Brad Cumbest. And it's the hero from last night, Cumbis. This is his first week in Fresno, his fifth game overall tonight. And last night, Brad Cumbis played hero. An RBI single in the 11th inning to give the Grizzlies their sixth walk-off win of the year. It was on their second straight Saturday as well. As here comes the pitch to Cumbis, and he will fly one foul, count at 0-1. Cumbis, one home run, three RBI, a two-run shot in just his second game with Fresno, and of course that third RBI was last night. A 948 on-base, or OPS, it's the slugging percentage, not the on-base percentage, that's helped Cumbis as he swings and misses, and the count at 0-2. Brad Cumbis, the former Mississippi State product, a two-way star for not only the Bulldogs baseball team, but also for their football team. A tight end for Mississippi State. I know he'll enjoy the trip to Visalia for the Cowbells, of what the Bulldogs are known for. As here comes the 0-2 to Cumbis from Brown. Looks back the runners, and the pitch is swung on and missed, and Cumbis chased after a breaking ball, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies, though, score two runs. They leave two runners on as well as we head to the second inning right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning, 2-0. Fresno leads Stockton. As Jace Kaminska with the lead will take on Nate Nankill to open the frame. Chuck Chansey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. As here comes the pitch from Kaminska, fly ball. That's out to left center field. Cumbis racing over, and he will make the catch on the run for the first out. So Nankill retired as it brings up the designated hitter in Miles Naylor. Again, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Grizzlies here in the top of the second inning. $1 million guaranteed on September 2nd, only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. As that is outside, count at one ball and no strikes to Miles Naylor. As the Grizzlies, an early 2-0 lead here at Chuck Chansey Park. As that is swung on and missed, a fastball darting to the outside part of the plate. Count now with 1-1 is Kaminska, ready to go already. Here comes the righty's pitch, and it is just low. Two balls and one strike. Jace Kaminska, the former Nebraska product. 2-1, and it's fouled off. Count now at 2-2. Kaminska, he is 6'2", 235 pounds, 22 years old, born in Coffeyville, Kansas. Drafted out of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln by the Rockies in the 10th round in 2023. As Naylor fouls off an elevated fastball, Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kaminsky, as we said, making his 12th appearance, 11th start of the year, and his 4th appearance and 4th start against the Ports. Kaminsky ready to go in the windup and the pitch, and it is just high. Did he go around? He did not. The count now with 3 balls and 2 strikes. He has a 1-0 record, a 0.66 ERA against Stockton. As that is called strike 3, and Naylor, who thought he had a walk instead, will head back to the dugout with his batting gloves untied for the second out of the inning. Second punch out as well for Kaminsky. And he'll bring up the catcher, Carlos Amaya, who reached base 4 times yesterday thanks to 3 walks. With 2 outs now here in the top of the second inning. Jace Kaminsky's last time out was in relief. That was on June 16th versus Rancho Cucamonga. 5 innings, a 4-run ball. 10 hits, no walks, and 6 Ks. As that pitch is low, count at 1-0. Jace Kaminsky, his 10 hits and 4 earned runs, as that ball is up the middle and a base hit past the diving shortstop of Perez. It's a 2-out single for Amaya, who continues to get on base. First base runner for the Ports, as it brings up shortstop Derek Salome. So a runner at first here with 2 outs for Derek Salome. But Kaminsky, those 10 hits and 4 earned runs were both season and career highs. But he had no walks and 6 Ks over those 5 innings of relief. As Kaminsky, the first pitch runs outside, count at 1-0. We've seen the Grizzlies piggyback a lot this year, and Kaminsky's been a part of a couple of them, not only as the starter, but also as the piggyback to the starter. As that's outside, count now 2 balls and no strikes. Kaminsky, he and Coupe had been piggybacks earlier at Banner Island Ballpark. As the pitch is a called strike on the inner half of the plate, and the count now at 2-1. Kaminsky's second professional season had a May scoreless streak of 20 innings over 3 starts. Here comes the pitch, and it's a high pop-up, and this one's going to be drifting into the crowd, and it is a foul ball as a souvenir for whichever kid can make the play. As the play is made, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes, as you can see one of the fans directing a couple of the kids to make the play. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. Always fun to watch a kid receive a foul ball. As here's the 2-2, and it's a foul ball once again as Salome stays alive. Runner at first with 2 outs here in the top of the second inning. Jace Kaminsky on the bump. A career-high 6 innings just 2 starts ago. He's made 6 innings and 4 of his starts this year. As he looks back, the runner in Amaya. Here comes the pitch. Instead, he'll check on Amaya, and he dives back safely. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Actually, 2 balls, 2 strikes. A very warm evening here in Fresno. As Kaminsky ready to go, and he gets past Salome with a strikeout to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the second inning, 2-0. Fresno leads Stockton. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the second inning, 2-0 Fresno leads Stockton, as Ben McKay will lead things off against the right-hander in Ryan Brown. As Ben McKay looking for his first hit in the month of June. His last hit was a home run on May 31st in San Jose. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Brown. And it's low for a ball count at 1-0. Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. As that is swung on and missed the count at 1-1. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. That's Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. As the 1-1's a high pop-up, drifting on the infield, this is the shortstop Salome, and he will make the catch, and McCabe is retired. So one out as it brings up the center fielder in Fadrio Cruz. Caleb Hobson getting the night off, so Cruz in center. Again, that's Save Mart, Valley Fresh, Valley Proud. We thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second inning. As Brown will come set, working out this stretch. Here comes the pitch, and that is a little bit low and inside. Count at 1-0. Fadrio Cruz has had an outstanding series, batting 190 on the year. The pitch from Brown is another high pop-up against Sky, this time in foul territory. The third baseman, Rio, is there, and he will put it away in back-to-back pop-ups for two outs. As Andy Perez, who's 0-1, he will trot to the dish. Andy Perez in the leadoff spot, something we haven't seen very often in the past couple of years for Perez. Andy Perez, though, four home runs, a team-leading 38 RBI. Perez batting 272 on the season. Here's the pitch, and that's low. Count of 1-0. As Amaya, he wanted that pitch outside. He actually had to go all the way to the inside part of the plate and still try to frame the ball. Count of 1-0. As Perez ready to go. Here's the pitch, and it's a chopper again, this time too short. Salome, who's been busy so far, makes the play, and Brown, a 1-2-3, bottom of the second. We head to the third, 2-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 2-0, the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Elvis Rio will lead things off against Jace Kaminska. As Kaminska looking to continue his strong outing, already two runs of offensive support. As Kaminska working out the full windup, here comes the pitch. And it is low, count of 1-0. California Fish Grill serving great tasting, 100% responsibly sourced seafood. As here's a line drive, a base hit in a right field for Rio. It's a leadoff single, second hit for Stockton. As we'll bring up the 9-hole hitter in Nelson Beltran. Once again, California Fish Grill serving great tasting, 100% responsibly sourced seafood. Try their classic battered fish and chips, Coastal Tacos, and famous Dynamite Shrimp Bowl. Now open in Fresno and Blackstone in West El Paso at Universal Park Shopping Center. And today's Press Box Food, we thank California Fish Grill for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As the first pitch is fouled off by Beltran. Beltran was the number two hitter throughout this series and now batting in the number nine spot. Here in the top of the third inning, glad you could join us for Sunday evening baseball as we wrap up this 12-game homestand. Kaminska comes set. Here comes the 0-1, and it swung on and missed, counted 0-2. The Grizzlies will head on the road starting Tuesday in San Jose. 9 total games. They'll play 6 at Excite Ballpark, and then they will have 3 games in Modesto before traveling back here to Chuck Chancey Park to take on Modesto for 4th of July. As here is the 0-2, and that is just outside. Count of 1-2. That will be Thursday, July 4th, the next time we will be back here at the ballpark. 6:35 p.m. here at Chuck Chancey Park for Independence Day 4th of July fireworks extravaganza presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Grab your tickets now. They're going fast at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As the 1-2 misses outside, 2-2. So we'll be back on the airwaves Tuesday for our game in San Jose, but we will be back home on July 4th. Here's the pitch from Kaminska. It's down. The count now at 3-2 after getting ahead to Beltran. Beltran has been able to work the count back into his favor. Runner at first with no outs here in the top of the third inning. 2-0 Grizzlies. As the pitch is fouled off, Beltran went after the elevated fastball from Kaminska. That was 95 miles per hour. Kaminska, the fastball, tons of fireworks if we're talking about 4th of July. A curveball with great bite to it. He also has a changeup and a slider. Here comes a 3-2. And a fly ball that is lifted to right field, drifting. And the first baseman, Hinchman, did he make the play? And he could not. That went out of the reach of Hinchman, who tried diving to make an outstanding play. And instead, we will continue the count at 3-2. Hinchman went a long way to try to get to that ball. Second baseman, Nick Guile, right fielder, and Felix Tanna also around Hinchman on the play. So another 3-2 to Beltran on its way. And it is just low, and that is a walk. So Rio, after the single, he will waltz to second, and Beltran is issued a walk. The first walk from Kaminska. So now runners at first and second with no outs, and it's Ryan Lasko. He had a 2-RBI single in the 9th inning last night. The Port center fielder, and according to their broadcaster Tim Fitzgerald, Ryan Lasko is the big offensive player for the Ports to watch here in the second half. A call-up is imminent for Lasko as he looks to bunt. The ball goes to McCabe, who throws it at third, and it's thrown away, and this will score a run. We have seen a couple errors in the defense so far this Sunday as a run scores on the bunt attempt from Lasko, and everybody is going to be safe. The catcher, McKay, picked up the ball right in front of the plate. He went to throw it to third, and Mendez, a little too short on the throw. It's going to be a fielder's choice, E2. Lasko gets the second on the air. So it's an air for Fresno, a run for Stockton. As Rio comes in to score. And Beltran now to third as that swung on a miss by B.J. Cook. He's 0 for 1 and the count at 0-1. So runners now at second and third with no outs. The Grizzlies playing back. They'll trade a run for an out as they lead 2-1. Kaminska winds and deals. Swung on and foul tipped off of McCabe. And the count at 0-2. So Stockton gets on the board thanks to an error as Ben McCabe, an overthrow of Luis Mendez. So now runners at second and third. Can Kaminska get out of this inning with only that one run? As that is outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. From Jace Kaminska. Kaminska, his last out against Stockton, came on May 19th. Six scoreless innings. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Two balls and two strikes. Kaminska against the California League North Division, his ninth start overall. He has a 2-2 record, a 1.99 ERA. Comes set around the belt. Here comes his pitch, and it's a high pop-up, and in foul territory, Hinchman used two hands. He will make the play for the first out. So one away, neither runner tries to advance. Smart move, as here comes the first baseman in TJ Schofield, Sam, who's 0-1. But a big first out. 2-1 Fresno here in the top of the third inning. Runners at second and third for the Ports, and TJ Schofield, Sam, a returner to the Stockton lineup. He's looking to give the Ports the lead. As Kaminska comes set, and it's a fly ball to right field. That ball is hit well, and it is gone. He gave him the lead with one swing of the bat, a three-run shot, and it's 4-2 Ports. TJ Schofield, Sam leaves the yard, a three-run shot, and he knew it off the bat. Lasko will score as well, and so does Nelson Beltran, who drew a walk. And the Ports have a four-run third inning. That's just the second hit of the inning, third allowed by Kaminska, but now four runs. And with one away, we'll bring up Nate Nankill as the Ports celebrating the dugout. And for Schofield Sam, that's his first homer in 2024. As Nankill swing and a miss, count at 0-1. So Schofield Sam giving the Ports the 4-2 lead here in the third inning. Jace Kaminska has allowed four runs. That is already tied his most runs allowed this season. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike, and the count now at 0-2. Now, of course, Kaminska, such a great start to the year. It's tough to stay consistent throughout the season. You're going to have your bumps and bruises as that ball is bumped foul, and it might bruise a seat right here. Counting no balls and two strikes. But Kaminska is still a great fastball, good stuff, great competitor. As here comes the pitch, and he goes right to the breaking ball. Nankill swing and a miss. And just like that, Kaminska has his fourth punch out of the contest. Two outs now in the inning as it brings up DH Miles Naylor. Miles Naylor was caught looking his last time at the plate. As Jace Kaminska trying to get through this batter in Naylor is accounted 0-1. So Kaminska has allowed four runs and just three hits and a walk as the Ports have come in clutch so far. As there is another strike quickly, 0-2. And again, a throwing error cost the Grizzlies maybe a run. Of course, you never can tell after a home run as the pitch is outside. Count of 1-2. But so far, three errors. As here comes the pitch, and that is high for a ball. The count now at two balls and two strikes. As time called by Miles Naylor, one of the top prospects in the athletic system. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska. And that's a broken bat shattered as the ball goes to the shortstop in Perez. And the play is made. But the Ports score four runs, which includes a three-run homer from TJ Schofield Sam. We head to the bottom of the third, 4-2 Ports. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the third inning, 4-2, the Ports lead the Grizzlies, as Luis Mendez will lead things off, as he will chop one foul and the count at 0-1. Mendez 1-for-1, a single and a run scored, as the Grizzlies' third baseman in Mendez looking to get on base and start a rally for Fresno after a 4-run top of the third for the Ports. Counted no balls and a strike to Luis Mendez. Ryan Brown ready to go. Here comes the pitch. And it is fouled off again. No balls and two strikes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service. As here's the pitch from Brown, and it is outside and called strike three. Clip the corner, and Mendez surprised by the call. That's the third punch out for Brown. First out of the inning, as it brings up the DH, Braylon Wimmer, who had a two-run homer his last time at the dish. But again, excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Here's the pitch to Wimmer. It's a called strike. Count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 0-1 to Wimmer. And he will watch strike two. No balls in two strikes. Let's see, right-hander Brown, after a tough first inning, has settled in nicely. He has now retired 5 in a row and now looks to get Braylon Wimmer. Here comes the 0-2 from Brown. And Wimmer checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count at 1-2. Wimmer in the series, he is 8-for-17. Home run, double, 5 RBI. He also has 3 runs scored and 3 stolen bases. Here's the 1-2 to Wimmer. And it is outside. 2-2. As Brown grunting on the pitch. Ryan Brown gets the ball for the Stockton Ports. 23 years old, 6'2", 219 pounds. Born in Salem, Oregon. Stayed in state to go to Oregon State and play for the Beavers. Here comes the 2-2 to Wimmer, and it is fouled off and stays alive. Ryan Douglas Brown was selected by the Athletics in the 16th round in 2023, pick number 466, but he's had an outstanding year for the Ports. Part of a pitching staff that's had a lot of trouble overall, and in a ballpark at Banner Island where the ball flies. Here's the 2-2 to Wimmer, and it is outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown making his 14th appearance, third start with Stockton. He also had 3 relief appearances in AAA Las Vegas. A 2-2 record on the year. As here comes the offering to Wimmer, and it is called strike 3 as he's caught on the breaking ball. So Wimmer, like Mendez, caught looking. Now 4 punch-outs for Brown. 2 outs in the frame for first baseman Jason Hinchman. Brown, besides those 2 wins, also has 4 saves with the ports. So he's been used in a bunch of different scenarios. And as we said, went to Oregon State. He was drafted initially out of high school by the New York Yankees. That was in the 26th round in 2019, as we have a mound visit now between Amaya and Brown. That was out of South Salem High School in Salem, Oregon. Then went to Oregon State. He was there for 3 seasons. 56 relief outings, went 9-4 with a 3.90 ERA. Played summer ball in Oregon State with Corvallis. As here's the pitch to Hinchman. And it is a high pop-up again. And this is going to be playable for the shortstop, Salome. Now the third baseman in Rio will make the catch as he's shielding his eyes from the sun. And we head to the fourth inning, 4-2 Stockton. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 4-2. Stockton leads Fresno. After a 1-2-3 inning by Ryan Brown in the bottom of the third, Jace Kaminska back to work as he has a first pitch strike to Carlos Amaya. Amaya 1-for-1 with a single. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska. Swung on and missed, counting no balls and 2 strikes. Here in the top of the fourth inning, as Kaminska takes on the catcher for Stockton. So Fresno, 2 runs in the first. Stockton, 4 runs in the third. As the pitch is in the dirt, good stop from McCabe. Count at 1-ball and 2 strikes. As it looks like Derek Coro, the lefty, is down in the bullpen. And now he's walking away. I think he's going to be a protector of another arm for the ports. As here's a ground ball softly hit to short. Perez gobbles it up over to first in time. And it goes 6-3. One out as it brings up the shortstop in Derek Salome. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. As the first pitch from Kaminska is low, count at 1-0. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. That ball driven out to center field. Cruz drifting back, still drifting, and he will make the play for the second out. Two away, as here comes Elvis Rio, 1-for-1, a single, and a run scored. Again, the number 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. So Rio now to the dish as Kaminska winds and deals, and a called strike count at 0-1. Glad you could join us here at Chuck Chancey Park for the series finale. As the 0-1 on its way and up the middle, the backhand from Guile, a deep throw in shallow center field, and it's made in time. Great defensive play from Guile and a 1-2-3 inning for Kaminska. Time for the Grizzlies to score more runs right after this here on 1430 ESPN Radio.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 4-2, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. As Felix Tena will lead things off 0-1 with a strikeout looking from Ryan Brown, who's back on the bump. There's a pitch from Brown, and it is a line drive to center field. It's hit well, but Lasko, he will make the catch right on the warning track for the out. So one pitch, one out, as Tena is now 0-2. And here comes the second baseman in Nick Guile. He walked his first time at the dish. Earlier on, the Braylon Wimmer home run for Brown, that was just his second homer allowed this season. His other one was to Aiden Longwell, who was on the Grizzlies' injured list. Here's the pitch, and it's inside to Nick Guile. Count of 1-0. And no strikes. So Brown hit just his second homer allowed this season. So let's see if Fresno can get some more against him. Nick Guile, he's got one home run, 7 RBI. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. Manco Abbott and Le Provence apartment homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Brown comes set around the face. Here comes the pitch to Guile. And it swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1-2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovencapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Mako Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that is swung on and missed, it gets away from Amaya, and Guile will reach on a strikeout. We have seen that now in back-to-back days as Guile is on board. That is the fifth strikeout and a wild pitch as well. So now runner at first with one out as left fielder Brad Cumbis will come to the dish. He punched out in his previous plate appearance. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning here on June 23rd. So Brad Cumbis ready to go. Here comes the pitch, and it is fouled off. Count at 0-1. As we said, here on June 23rd, again, a big thank you to Minko Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Cumbis ready to go. Runner at first with one out. Guile a short lead currently at first. Here's the pitch, and it gets away from Amaya again. That's a wild pitch, a breaking ball, and Amaya didn't stay down on it. So now two wild pitches for Brown in his last three pitches overall. So runner at second with one out as Fresno trying to cut into this deficit. As the Grizzlies, they have their work cut out, trailing 4-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As the righty and Brown looks back the runner and Guile, and Cumbis line drive and foul, and protecting the bullpen catcher, I believe, was Barrera as he makes the play. But it's a foul ball, as Barrera's not in this game right now. He picked up the loss last night for Stockton, a 5-2 record. Both of his losses have come against the Grizzlies. So here comes the 1-2 again to Brad Cumbis. And it is low for a ball, two balls and two strikes. Cumbis battling right-hander Ryan Brown. Brown four innings just the other night. That's probably what he's going to go today. So this will probably be his last inning as the right-hander Shaw continues to loosen down in that pen for the Ports. As Cumbis swing and a miss. That looked like a changeup as Brown has continued to use his off-speed junk to pick up punch-outs. That's his sixth strikeout overall. The second out of the inning. And now it's Ben McCabe who's 0-for-1. So Grizzlies trail 4-2 as Ryan Brown ready to go. He already has six punch-outs. Wow. Comes set around the face. Here comes the pitch to McCabe. And a check now on Guile. There was no one covering at second base, so Guile went back to an empty bag. A disengagement from Brown. That's his first. McCabe, one home run. He has four RBI. The pitch from Brown is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Looked like a breaking ball, 81 miles per hour in the changeup. For Ben McCabe, he is 6 feet, 185 pounds, 24 years old. Against the righty and Brown, who again looks back the runner, Guile, and the pitch. And it's outside, count of one ball and one strike. Ben McCabe, good eye right there on that good breaking ball from Brown. Brown, dark hair from the back of his blue cap, wears number 46 on the back of his blue jersey. Here's the 1-1 to McCabe, and now a check on Guile, and no one was covering second base. The ball was caught about 4 feet behind the bag by second baseman B.J. Cook. Guile slid back in safely, but he would have been safe anyway because no one was really near the bag. So now the count of 1-1, McCabe ready to go. Here's the pitch, and a line drive and a base hit to left field. First hit for Ben McCabe, and it brings in Nick Guile as the throw is late. Guile will score, and it's 4-3. Ben McCabe's first hit in the month of June. It's an RBI single, and the Grizzlies have cut their lead to 1. So Ben McCabe drives in the run, and Nick Guile, after reaching on a punch-out and two wild pitches, comes around to score the first hit and a run in this inning. As it brings up Fajardo Cruz, who's 0-for-1, runner at first with two outs. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball that will stay currently fair, but it's drifting towards the crowd and out of play. As a ball bounces up to a member who makes the play on the bounce. as he will give it to his young kid next to him. It's always a great memory when you bring the family to the ballpark. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Grizzlies back in town July 4th, 5th, and 6th. Three great nights in the beginning of July. As a check on McCabe, he's back safely. So Ben McCabe, the RBI single. 4-3 Fresno trails here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Fajardo Cruz looking to extend this inning for Fresno. Here's the pitch from Brown, and it's low for a ball. And the count now at 1-1. Grizzlies have the same amount of hits as the Ports, but stocked in a 4-3 lead. Home run from Braylon Wimmer. We also have a single from Mendez and McCabe. As Cruz will line one into right field, and that ball gets down a base hit. McCabe rounds second. He's heading to third. The throw is cut off, and now the throw to third is not in time as McCabe gets in there safely. So now runners at the corners here with two outs, and Andy Perez is coming to the dish. McCabe barely beat the throw as it was cut off to Cook and the second baseman, a great relay. Second hit for Fresno. Their fourth hit overall. And now a mound visit from pitching coach Gabriel Osuna with runners at the corners and two outs. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Aches, the official ache partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fourth. Perez ready to go. Here comes the pitch, and he will foul off the first offering. Count it 0-1. So no balls, 1-1. Again, we thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Aches, proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball. Here comes the 0-1 to Andy Perez, and now a check on the runner Cruz. He's back safely as Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis clapping his hands as Cruz watches the move. Ben McCabe is the runner at third. McCabe an RBI single. Cruz followed with a single to right field. Here's the 0-1 to Perez. Long pause in the pitch, and it's fouled off. Quickly, no balls and 2 strikes as a young fan will go after the baseball. He's wearing a black and gold Grizzlies jersey that you can get in the team store. When the Grizzlies are not playing at home, you can grab things online at Fresno Grizzlies team store. As here comes the 0-2 to Andy Perez. And there goes Cruz. Actually, he fakes going to second, and now Perez fouls it off. Cruz, a stutter step towards second instead. So count now at no balls, 2 strikes. Andy Perez. Here comes the pitch with runners at the corners. Brown looks in, and Perez will take a ball just high as the catcher and Amaya trying to nip the upper part of the zone. But home plate umpire Drew Buffelli did not budge on the pitch. So 1-2 to Perez. Perez, 4 home runs, already more than what he had last year with Fresno. Here's the 1-2 as Perez swing and he foul tips it as the catcher Amaya got the ball that hit off his arm. Count remains at 1-2 as Perez barely stays alive. Andy Perez has won some big battles this year at the dish, especially in tough situations like this. With 2 outs, Perez needs an RBI knock. Let's see if he can do that. Here comes the 1-2 and a ground ball foul. Count remains at 1-2 as Perez trying to answer the call and tie this game up with 1 swing of the bat. 4-3 Stockton here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The rest of single A is done. We're the only game still playing in single A baseball today. The rest of the California League getting done, but with 107 degrees, we want to make sure that the fans can enjoy a game and not get sunburned. As here comes the pitch to Perez, and he will swing and miss this time to end the inning. So the Grizzlies leave two runners on, but an RBI single from Ben McCabe makes it 4-3. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 4-3. Grizzlies trail the Ports as Jace Kaminska first pitch a strike to Nelson Beltran. As that's outside, count of one ball and one strike as Kaminska now sees that his offense trying to get back in this game for him would like to throw up a zero as the pitch is just low. Two balls and a strike as Beltran makes the catch on the ball that bounced. Two balls and a strike here in the top of the fifth inning. Glad you could join us. So two balls, one strike as the pitch is... Strike two on the outside part of the plate. Two balls, two strikes. As looks like the right-hander in Shaw loosening down in the Ports pen as that is fouled off by Beltran. Two balls, two strikes. It is Shu Chen Shaw, number 37, with the light blue glove. As the 2-2 from Kaminska on its way. And it's fouled off as Beltran... A good swing. So, two balls and two strikes. As here's a line drive, a base hit in the center field as the center fielder Cruz, a tough bounce, and he will throw the ball in. It's a leadoff single for Beltran. Beltran now 1-for-1, a single, a walk, and a run scored. That's the fourth hit for Stockton. They've also scored four runs thanks to a three-run shot from TJ Schofield, Sam. Here in the top of the fifth inning, 4-3 Stockton leads Fresno. As Kaminska looks in, Beltran is going. Ground ball to short. Perez, the only play is to first as he regroups and makes the play for the out. It goes 6-3, and Beltran, who is moving on the ground ball, he will get to second. As that's the first out, as B.J. Cook, who's 0-for-2, will stride to the plate. Runner at second with one away. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska. That's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. So Lasko retired, and now to B.J. Cook here in the top of the fifth inning. Kaminska looks back. The runner, Beltran, has got great speed as there's a called strike to Cook. And the count now one ball and one strike here in the top of the fifth inning. Heads up, Grizzlies fans. Already in effect here at Chuck Chancey Park, a clear back policy. As Kaminska looks back, the runner, Beltran, who's dancing, the pitch, and it's foul tipped into the glove, count of one and two. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark, and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. As Kaminska throws the ball towards second, Beltran back safely. For more information on our clear bag policy, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday or our social media pages. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here's the pitch and a line drive out to left field. This is Cumbis out there, and he will make the play for the second out. So Cook is retired now 0-3. And up steps Trouble and T.J. Schofield Sam, 1-for-2 with that three-run shot in his previous plate appearance. Here in the top of the fifth inning on June 23rd, Kaminska now trying to get through five innings in this contest. Kaminska looks back, the runner. Sunday evening baseball, as here's another fly ball out to deep center field. Cruz a long way to go, and he cannot make the play. It bounces away from him, and Schofield Sam has an RBI double. It's now 5-3. So Beltran comes in and scores. Cruz couldn't make the play in deep right center. Schofield Sam now 2-for-3. He's got four of the five ports RBI. So that is another run scored by Stockton. Their second hit of the inning and a run. That's now five hits allowed by Kaminska. Five runs, four earned. And Nate Nankill's 0-for-2. He's at the dish as he fouls off the first pitch. Count at 0-1. Near our Sweets level. As the Grizzlies now trail 5-3 here in the top of the fifth inning. Kaminska looks in. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. Five-three Stockton here in the top of the fifth as Kaminska looks back the runner, the pitch, and it's in the dirt. And the count now, one ball and two strikes. Jace Kaminska, fastball that can register between 92 to 95, and that curveball is the go-to pitch for the punch-out. Kaminska now in the sun, tries to deliver the pitch to the batter Nankill, who's in the shade, as that is outside. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs here in the inning, 5-3 Stockton. T.J. Schofield-Sam has been the port's offense so far. 2-for-3 with a home run double and four RBI. Here's the 2-2, and a line drive into left field, and Cumbis won't get there. That splits the gaps, and here comes the throw to second. It is going to be late. It's an RBI double. Schofield Sam scores, and the Ports have six runs as they are pounding the baseball this afternoon. Nankill, the RBI double. And just like that, the most runs allowed by Kaminska in a game this season. So Schofield Sam scores again. This is with two outs. Third hit and the second run of the frame. As Miles Naylor, who's 0-for-2, will come to the dish. And a mound visit now from the pitching coordinator in Doug Linton. So Kaminska in some trouble now as he's going to have to find a way to get through this frame. And the Grizzlies, all their work to get back in this game has dispersed here in the fifth inning. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Cherchancy Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Cherchancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. And that is a foul ball, and I wonder if it got into the press box. Actually, it will head towards the second level. Count at 0-1. They're in the top of the fifth inning as Brady Hill, the arm down in Fresno's pen, as Naylor fouls off the second pitch. Count at 0-2. Again, glad you could join us here for Sunday evening baseball. The Grizzlies already a series win. They're looking to take 5 out of 6 from Stockton and pick up their fifth straight win here at home. Here comes the 0-2 from Kaminska. And a foul ball again, similar spot, and it banks off the windows just to the right of us. Count remains at 0-2. A couple foul balls as Kaminska trying to get rid of Miles Naylor. Here comes the pitch again from Kaminska. Looks back the runner, and it is just outside. Count at 1-2. Good spot for Kaminska to miss as Naylor didn't chase after it. Kaminska again. Long inning. He's up to 83 pitches. And the offering, it's called strike 3, and Kaminska has his fifth punch out of the game. But two more runs for the Ports. Two RBI doubles. TJ Schofield, Sam, and Nate Nankill. We head to the bottom of the fifth right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-3 Stockton leads Fresno. As the first pitch is outside to Luis Mendez, who's 1-for-2. A new arm for the Ports. It's right-hander Shuchen Shaw as he takes over for Ryan Brown here in the bottom of the fifth. As Mendez, a called strike, count at 1-1. So final line for Ryan Brown. 4 innings of work, 4 hits, 3 runs, 3 of them earned, 1 walk, and 7 Ks. The pitch to Mendez is low, 2 balls and a strike. So now it's the right-hander in Shaw who Fresno has seen. Shaw has been outstanding against the Grizzlies so far. A very deliberate arm, as that is a called strike. And count now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shuchen Shaw, 20 years old, 6'2", 165 pounds. The right-hander sporting a light blue glove. Here's the 2-2, and Mendez fouls it off. Born in Taipei, Taiwan, Shaw, he is making his 13th appearance. He has 5 starts this year, a 1-1 record, a 4.87 ERA. He also has two holds. 44 and one-third innings as Shaw delivers a pitch, and Mendez way out in front as he slams his bat down as he's upset with himself. That is the first strikeout for Shaw. And here comes the designated hitter, Braylon Wimmer. A two-run homer back in the first. One for two overall tonight. The Grizzlies trail 6-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. As Stockton, who's lost four in a row, they have come out angry. A home run, a couple doubles in this contest as that pitch is outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Shaw signed as an international free agent in 2023 out of Taiwan by the Athletics. As that pitch runs outside, two balls and no strikes. And at one point, the Ports had a couple of Taiwanese pitchers. Two balls, no strikes to Wimmer. As Shaw delivers and a ground ball, sounded like a broken bat, counted 2-1 as Wimmer will check on it. He did not break it. But Shaw, very good stuff, and as we said, a very slow windup. The right-hander, by the time he gets the ball to you, it kind of catches up to you. Good fastball, great breaking stuff. 5-6 pitch mix for Shaw. It's counted 2-1. The pitch to Wimmer is a called strike. Now 2-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 6-3 Stockton leads Fresno. Glad you could join us here on 1430 ESPN Radio. We've been on ESPN Radio all week, and we thank them for their partnership. As here's the 2-2, and that is a line drive up the middle, a base hit. Wimmer has another two-hit game. A single to center field. That's the fifth hit for Fresno. And Wimmer has five hits among his seven-game hit streak. There's five multi-hits among his seven-game hit streak. As it brings up Jason Hinchman, who's 0-2. Reached on an error back in the first inning. As action down in that bullpen for Fresno. Shaw comes set around the belt. Here's the pitch to Hinchman. Long pause. And the pitch is a little bit inside and low. Count of one ball and no strikes. As the catcher and Amaya trying to catch the upper part of the zone. Count of one ball, no strikes. As Wimmer takes his lead from first. And Shaw's pitch is now a called strike. Count of 1-1. So Brown is done for the game, and now to the Ports bullpen. Shaw could be in line for the win if he can get through this inning unscathed. 3-5 in his career in the athletic system as that pitch is low. Count now at two balls and one strike. Su-Chen Shaw. T-Z-U-C-H-E-N-S-H-A. Here's the 2-1, and that is a called strike on the inner portion of the plate. A little bit low, but Hinchman will have to battle. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Shaw will come set around the belt. Here's a 2-2 as there goes the runner, Wimmer, to second. The throw is online, the tag, and he's out! And Wimmer, for the first time this season, has been caught trying to swipe a base. It goes 2-4. The perfect throw from Amaya. Cook applied the tag, and Wimmer is out. Second out of the inning as Hinchman now, the count at 3-2. That was a bang-bang play, but the throw was perfect to second base. Here's the 3-2 as Hinchman swings and misses, and Shaw has a clean bottom of the fifth. We head to the 6-6-3 Stockton. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 6-3 Stockton leads Fresno as Brady Hill will take over on the bump for Jace Kaminska. Kaminska, 5 innings of work. 6 hits, 6 runs for Kaminska, as that is fouled off. Count remains at 1-1. 5 earned runs, 1 walk, and he also had 5 punch-outs. Kaminska, his worst line in terms of runs and earned runs this season. As the 1-1 is swung on and missed, count of 1-2. As Brady Hill on the bump now, as time called by Carlos Amaya, who's 1-2. So Brady Hill, the right-hander from San Jose State, 15th round draft pick in 2022, as that pitch is just outside. Count out 2-2. 6 feet, 180 pounds for the 23-year-old from Spokane, Washington. As the pitch is swung on and missed. Good fastball from Hill past the bat of Amaya. And that's Hill's first punch out of the evening, as he'll bring up the shortstop in Derek Salome, who's 0-2. So Brady Hill on the bump for Fresno. Hill last appeared on June 19th, so 4 days ago. Here's the pitch, and a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count at 1-0. Makes his 21st appearance out of the bullpen. A 1-1 record, a 3.04 ERA. 2 holds, he's 4-5 in save chances this year. As the pitch is outside, 2-0. Here in the top of the 6th inning. Here's the pitch, and that's a high pop-up drifting out to right field. This is playable for Tena, who makes the catch. And there's 2 outs as Elvis Rio to the dish. Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Smart Rewards program. Save Smart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. As that's inside, count at 1-0. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Rewards at Save Mart. Valley fresh, valley proud. As he pitches outside, 2-0. And we thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 6th. Hill ready to go. Here comes his 2-0 offering, winds and deals. And that's a pop-up that is drifting towards the crowd, and it will land into a seat. Bounces into the netting towards the home dugout. Count of 2-0. As the crowd, some applause as the play is made. Top of the 6th inning, the Grizzlies trail 6-3. There comes the pitch from Hill, and it's a fly ball into right field. Tena, once again, he's been busy, will make the play. And Hill, a 1-2-3, top of the 6th. It's time for the Grizzlies' comeback clause to come out right after this.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies' Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 6-3 Stockton leads Fresno as Nelson Beltran, or as Felix Tena will lead things off for Fresno. He actually flew the ball out to Beltran in his last AB. As here comes the pitch to Tena. And it is a fly ball out to center field. Lasko is there, and he will make the catch for the out. So one pitch, one out, and Tena now 0-3 tonight. As here comes the second baseman in Nick Guile. Guile has reached base twice, a walk, and then reached on a wild pitch on the third strike. He got to second on another wild pitch and came in to score on a Ben McCabe RBI single. As that pitch is inside, one ball, no strikes, as Tyler Hoffman, the right-hander, starts to get loose down in that Fresno bullpen. Grizzlies trail 6-3 here on Sunday evening baseball. As that is a check swing, did he go around? He did not. The count now at two balls and no strikes as Nick Guile at the plate. Guile reached base three times yesterday. Has had a very good series overall against these ports. Here comes the 2-0. And Guile will take a ball low. Three balls and no strikes. Shaw went back to the curveball at 78 miles per hour. Shaw, 6'2", 165 pounds, born October 15th. 2003, as the 3-0 is a strike all the way, grooved in there. Three balls and a strike, fastball at 88 miles per hour. As Nick Guile, ready to go on the 3-1. Here it is, and it's a foul ball. Count now three balls and two strikes. 88 miles per hour, another fastball. As the Grizzlies trail 6-3. Fresno, though, they have come back from deficits bigger than this year. Here comes a 3-2 to Guile. Shaw out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. And Guile, fly ball out to shallow second base. And this is going to be playable and caught by the shortstop in Salome, who almost tripped and dropped the ball. That's the second out of the inning as it brings up the left fielder, Brad Cumbis, who is 0-2 with two strikeouts. California Fish Grill, serving great-tasting, 100% responsibly-sourced seafood. Try their classic battered fish and chips, coastal tacos, and famous dynamite shrimp bowl. As Cumbis swings and misses, count at 0-1. Now open in Fresno on Blackstone and West El Paso at Universal Park Shopping Center. Tonight's Press Box Food and a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. As that swung on and missed, 0-2 as Shaw looking for another quick inning. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Yeah, Shaw ready to go once again against Brad Cumbis, who's got great power. Here comes the 0-2. Shaw ready to go around the belt. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And it's high. Count of one ball and two strikes. He kind of lulls these Grizzlies batters to sleep. Took his time right there as the pitch clock was counting down. As that's a chopper foul. Count remains at one ball, two strikes as Cumbis stays alive on the pitch from Shaw. So one ball, two strikes. Shaw will come set. Here comes the pitch. And a check swing. Cumbis did go around. He has struck out three times tonight. And the Grizzlies, they look dumbfounded as we head to the seventh, trailing 6-3. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chuck Jensen Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Jensen Park. Top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trailing the Ports 6-3, as Tyler Hoffman will take over on the bump for Fresno. Brady Hill, a 1-2-3 inning with one punch out, as he will now give the ball to fellow right-hander Tyler Hoffman. Hoffman, the two-lane product, like Hill, drafted in 2022 by the Rockies. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike to Nelson Beltran. Count at 1-1. Beltran's reached base twice, a single walk and two runs scored. As the Grizzlies trying to stay undefeated here in the second half, they will have to have a comeback clause win. As the 1-1 is outside, two balls and a strike. Modesto beating San Jose earlier today, 2-1. That was at John Thurman Field. The win to Byerly, now 1-0. The loss to Mejia is 3-4. The save to Sosa, his second. As there's a called strike, count at two balls and two strikes. A double for Aiden Smith among their six hits. Smith had two of those hits. One RBI, though, from Milcar Perez. That's all it took for Modesto to beat San Jose. Cole Foster, a single. He had two hits for San Jose. That's the Grizzlies' next opponent, the Giants, at Excite Ballpark, as that is fouled off. Count at two balls and two strikes. That wasn't the only California League game today, though, as we head over to Visalia, where Lake Elsinore beat Visalia 6-4. The Storm already clinched the South Division first half as they win on Sunday. They scored six runs in the fourth inning en route to the win. The loss goes to Adonis Perez, now 1-5. The win to Lowe, now at 5-2. And the save to Chacon is second. A 3-RBI game for Carpathios. Home run for Nick Vogt and Linares, as that will hit Beltran, and he is on for the third time. A walk, single, now a hit by pitch as Hoffman allows the first runner he faces on. So now runner at first with no outs for Ryan Lasko, who's 0-for-3 with a run scored. But the Grizzlies will face the Storm right before their All-Star break, and then they will invite them to Chuck Chancey Park in August. As here's the pitch to Ryan Lasko. And it is high. Count of 1-0. Drew Jones also a double for Visalia in the loss. Finally, Rancho Cucamonga. Another extra innings win for the Quakes. They beat the 66ers 11-10. That was a showdown. As here's a high pop-up drifting into foul territory. Now Guile coming over as Hinchman makes the catch as he was battling the shade versus the sun, and he makes the play. So one out is the second baseman B.J. Cook now coming up to the plate. For Inland Empire, they had a home run from Emmanuel Vargas. He had two of them, now three on the year. Five RBI for Vargas. Dario Lavarde had three hits and three RBI. Home runs as well for Ramirez's first of the season. That was off Alex Makarevich. As that's outside, count of 1-0. So two RBI for Ramirez. On the other side, the Quakes, though, they end up winning the game as the win goes to Rubeck in the bottom of the 10th. The Quakes, two runs, and it was a walk-off for Jesus Galis on the double as that pitch is spoiled foul. Count of 1-2. Juan Alonso had the game-tying RBI single in the bottom of the 10th. A home run for Wilman Diaz. He had two of them, three now on the year. He finished with three RBI at the top of the lineup. Three hits as well for Meza. First week now in single A. There's a stolen base of... It is a stolen base officially as Beltran gets in a second safely. So a stolen base against Hoffman and McCabe. Runner at second with one out. Two hits for Galis, two hits for Alonso, and two hits for Samuel Munoz for the Quakes as they win 11-10. So the Quakes stay undefeated in the second half. Lake Elsinore, they beat Visalia, and San Jose drops Sunday's finale against Modesto 2-1 as the mound visit between Hoffman and McCabe. So those are scores around the California League. A couple teams in the upper levels clinching a spot, which includes AA Hartford. So the Rockies affiliates, High A Spokane, AA Hartford, both into the postseason. What's crazy is Fresno might finish with the best record among all the affiliates and may not even make the postseason. That's what happened last year. That's called strike three, and Cook is out. First strikeout for Hoffman, second out of the inning, as it brings up first baseman T.J. Schofield-Sam. The Grizzlies, as there goes B.J. Cook. He's just been ejected from Drew Buffelli. Cook said something, and Buffelli, a big, big run of him, as now the manager coming out, Javier Godard, he's going to come argue with Drew Buffelli, and that's the third ejection this week. Two by the Ports and one by the Grizzlies. So B.J. Cook has been ejected from this game. So Cook ejected now, two outs, as T.J. Schofield-Sam to the dish, 2-for-3, home run, double, 4 RBI. You're in the top of the 7th inning. As Hoffman will come set the pitch, and it's inside, count of 1-0. As the Grizzlies trail 6-3. So B.J. Cook ejected as that is a foul ball off Schofield-Sam. Count now 1-1. So Fresno, they're trying to stay undefeated here in the second half. The Grizzlies looking to make the postseason. As we said, High Spokane and AA Hartford. The next two levels for a lot of these Grizzlies players, they have clinched playoff berths after winning the first half. But Fresno had the best overall record among those three teams earlier in the week, as that is fouled off, count at 1-2. That's how tough this division is for Fresno. Modesto winning the first half. San Jose, they finished a game behind Fresno in the standings in the first half. San Jose now a game and a half back of Fresno. But, of course, the Grizzlies still playing this contest. As the Grizzlies, they are 40-27 overall. As that is swung on and missed, and Schofield, Sam is out. And Hoffman strikes out a pair as we head to the stretch right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chuck Jensen Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-3 Stockton leads Fresno here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Jensen Park. Jose Escorche is the new second baseman for Stockton after the ejection to B.J. Cook. As the pitch is inside, almost hits McCabe, and the count at 1-0. As Sushen Cha on for another inning of work. Ben McCabe 1-for-2 with an RBI single as he swings and misses. The count now 1-2 strikes. Or 1-1 strike, excuse me. As Jose Escorche now at second base. Here comes the 1-1. And that is swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Good elevated pitch at 89 miles per hour. Bottom of the seventh inning action. It's Stu Flesen, the third down in the pen for Fresno. Here's the 1-2, and that's inside. 2-2. Bottom of the seventh inning. So bottom of the seventh. As that is called strike 3, and that is a punch out of McCabe. Fourth strikeout for Shaw. He's only allowed one hit so far in relief. As here comes Fadrio Cruz. Shaw's faced the minimum because Wimmer, who had the single, was caught stealing second back in the fifth inning. So now Cruz, who's 1-for-2, will try to get on base. And Fresno needs to get something going. Not a lot of outs to play with as that pitch runs inside. Count of 1-0. So 1-0 as Fadrio Cruz at the dish. Here's the pitch, and it is low. And the count now at 2-0. So 2-0 to Cruz as we have tonight's attendance, 1,589. As that's in the dirt, 3-0. 1,589 on a warm evening here in Fresno. 1,589. As here comes the 3-0. And it is a called strike, count at 3-1. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As Fadrio Cruz trying to get on base. 3-0 from Shaw. And Cruz takes it low, 4. And he will head down to first base. A one-out walk. So he's on for the second time. Second walk issued by Ports pitching. And it brings up shortstop Andy Perez, who's 0 for 3. Bottom of the seventh as the Grizzlies trail 6-3. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As here's the pitch to Perez, and he grounds one back to Shaw, over to second, and on to first, and that is a double play to end the inning. We'll talk more about Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics right after this.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long with promotion.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the eighth inning, 6-3, Stockton leads Fresno. As Stu Fleslin III will take over on the bump. Tyler Hoffman a clean inning. He had one hit by pitch and two punchouts. As now Stu Fleslin III takes over and a line drive, a base hit for Nankill. First pitch swinging, he's now 2-for-4. An RBI double and now a leadoff single here in the eighth inning. Seventh hit for the Ports as brings up DH in Miles Naylor. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. As a check on the runner, Nankill, he's back safely. As the left-hander Stu Fleslin III takes over on the bump. He's ready to go. Here's the pitch and a line drive, a base hit to right field. And two runners on here for Stockton as they lead 6-3 here in the eighth. So Naylor's first hit. Up to second goes Nankill. That's now eight hits overall. As Carlos Amaya, who's 1-for-3, strides to the dish. As the left-hander Stu Fleslin III is on the bump. He will come set. And here comes the pitch. And it's inside, count of one ball and no strikes. Stu Fleslin III. As the First baseman Hinchman, he's already on the grass. Here comes the pitch, and a ground ball. This could be two. Perez for one on a second, on a first, a double play. What a turn, Perez to Guile, and over to Hinchman. It goes 6-4-3 as Nankill skedaddles to third. But Amaya is out on the double play ball. Great job from Perez to stay with it. And with two outs, it brings up the shortstop, Derek Salome. So a big two outs is Amaya heading back towards the dugout here in the top of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us here on 1430 ESPN Radio. We'll be back on 790 ESPN Radio on July 4th, the next Grizzlies home game. We'll be on the road for the next nine, and you can listen to us at StreamGuys, FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, or MILB TV. Watch your Fresno Grizzlies all season long on Bally Live West. As here's a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Fleslin the third. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download it now. It's your free place to watch all minor league baseball games. As Fleslin the third, here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. Another great pitch in on the hands of Salome. And the count of 1-2. Fleslin the third, he is listed at 6'5", 207 pounds. Come set, here's the pitch. And that's in the dirt. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fleslin the third is appearing in his 20th game. He has made one start. A 1-1 record, a 3.81 ERA. The southpaw looking to get out of this frame unscathed. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, and the count now at 3 balls, 2 strikes. Elvis Rijo awaits on deck as Salome trying to extend this Ports lead. Stockton has only won 3 games against Fresno this year, so the Grizzlies 6 outs to play with. It's the middle of the lineup due up. As that's inside, ball 4, and Salome, he throws his bat in great manner towards the Stockton bench. So now runners at first and third with 2 outs, and it's Elvis Rijo who's 1-for-3 with a single and a run. As the Grizzlies trail 6-3. Fresno's already won the series, though. They like to continue their winning ways. As here comes the pitch, and it is high for a ball. Count of 1 ball and no strikes as Ben McCabe will go have a mound visit. Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley to Fresno. From friendly people to fresh produce, incredible local flavors, and prices that respect your budget, it's Save Mart. Valley fresh, valley proud. We thank Save Mart for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. A big thank you to Save Mart Sunday here at the ballpark. Pickle Palooza 2. We've had a lot of pickle-themed entertainment in between innings. In the warm weather, pickle juice is very important as there's a called strike to Rijo. Count it 1 ball and 1 strike. It actually can keep you hydrated. I don't know about that. My favorite thing about pickles is being able to have it on a nice sandwich. That's a count at 2 balls and a strike or a burger as well. So 2 balls, 1 strike is Rijo trying to extend this lead for Stockton. Stu Fleslin the third trying to limit the possible damage as that runs inside. The count now at 3-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. Stu Fleslin the third looks in. And here comes the pitch. And a line drive, and that will extend the lead, a base hit. So Rijo does the job now. 7-3 Ports. As they're looking to end the series with an exclamation point. So Rijo, the RBI single, second hit of the game. Salome to second, and Nankill comes in to score. That's the third hit of the inning and a run. As it brings on Nelson Beltran, who's reached base all 3 times in this game. 7-3 here in the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch, swung on, a miss, count at 0-1. Sam Weatherly was getting loose down in that Fresno pen as Stu Flez in the third, trying to get out of this frame without any more runs. Here comes the 0-1 to Beltran, and he swings and misses. That was a healthy hack on the inside portion. The count at 0-2. It's a tough angle for any hitter against Flez in the third. He is on one side of the rubber, and he's all the way at the edge of the rubber as well. So by the time that big frame gets to the plate, the ball's already on you. Here comes the 0-2, and it swung on and missed. It went right back to that breaking ball, and Beltran is out. But the Ports add an insurance run, and the Grizzlies have some work to do, trailing 7-3. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 7-3 Stockton leads Fresno as Luis Mendez will lead things off against the right or left-hander or right-hander in Shaw as the lefty Mendez looks to bunt. And it goes foul, counted no balls and a strike. The righty in Shaw so far has three scoreless innings of relief. One hit, one walk, and he has four punch-outs. Mendez 1-for-3 with two strikeouts to his line. He's also scored a run. Here's the pitch, and that is a line drive into the center field. A base hit. Mendez 2-for-4 as he has his second single of the contest. And for Fresno, that's just their sixth hit overall as it brings up Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer, he is 2-for-3, a two-run homer back in the first inning. A single in the fifth. That was the first hit allowed by Shushen Shaw. As Eduardo Fernandez getting loose in the Grizzlies' pen. So Braylon Wimmer now as the Grizzlies trail by four. Trying to put something together. Wimmer! Fly ball! Left field! And he did it again! The first multi-homer game of the Grizzlies season belongs to Braylon Wimmer! His second two-run homer to left field. Wimmer is eighth, a long ball this season. And it's 7-5 here in the eighth inning. Braylon Wimmer, he has a four RBI game, his third hit of the game as well, and the Grizzlies cut the deficit to two. So Mendez has scored twice. Mendez, he had a single before that home run from Wimmer. So both times now Mendez has reached, Wimmer has plated him with a two-run shot. As now Hinchman is swinging a miss, the count at 0-1. The first two homer game for Fresno in 2024, and it's Braylon Wimmer. As here comes the 0-1, as Hinchman will see a strike, and it's now 0-2. As Shaw trying to get back on the bump. That's the second in, now two runs this inning. Braylon Wimmer once again going deep. As here's the 0-2, and Hinchman will take a pitch high. Count of one ball and two strikes. That ball was in a very similar spot as the previous one for Wimmer. Eight home runs now As here comes the pitch to Jason Hinchman. And he will take it outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Fresno right back in this game now, trailing 7-5. Still no outs here in the bottom of the 8th inning. As the pitch to Hinchman is outside, 3-2. Shaw trying to play it perfectly. The Cardiac Grizzlies, the comeback claws are appearing here tonight. Can Fresno find a way again? They're looking to win 5 in a row. As Hinchman fly ball, it goes foul. Count at 3 balls and 2 strikes remain. 7-5 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Braylon Wimmer has 3 hits, 4 RBI thanks to 2 homers. He's had a great series overall. As Hinchman ground ball to third, a 1 bouncer, and the throw to third is in time by Rio. It goes 5-3 for the first out as Felix Tena will come to the dish. Tena is 0-3. He has 2 flyouts in this contest. But back to Braylon Wimmer. He has 10 hits in this series, 2 home runs, a double. He has 7 RBI, 4 runs, a walk, hit by pitch, and 3 stolen bases. As Tena will take a pitch in there, counted 0-1. So the Grizzlies a chance right now. Can Tena get on Nick Guile, Brad Cumbest, and Ben McCabe after that? Here's the 0-1. And it's outside. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. So Braylon Wimmer, the offense on one side, and Stockton has TJ Schofield, Sam. So both 3 hole hitters in the lineups. As Tena takes a pitch outside, and the count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. Glad you could join us for Sunday evening baseball, just past 7:10 p.m. local. As here's the pitch to Tena, and he will fly one out into shallow left center field. The shortstop, Salome, he gives way to the outfield, and the ball drops. Tena going to second, and he's in there safely. The shortstop, Salome, couldn't make the play, and the left fielder in Beltran, he could dive, and he fell just short of it. So a double for Tena, and now Fresno, the tying run coming to the plate to Nick Guile. 3rd hit for Fresno in the inning, their 8th overall, as Tena gets on base. The shortstop Salome gave way to Beltran, and Beltran couldn't make the play. As Guile will take a called strike, counted 0-1, and the Grizzlies once again, some late drama, as they're trying to find a way to sneak past the Ports. They did it yesterday, 4-3-11. As the pitch is a ground ball to second. Tough play, but made by the second baseman in Escorche. That's the second out of the inning as Tena gets to third. It goes 4-3 for the second out. And now to Brad Cumbest, who's 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. Cumbest, though, he's due for a home run right here. And if he can launch one, we are tied. So runner at third with 2 outs. Coro down in the pen for Stockton as Cumbest takes a pitch low, count at 1-0. It is number 40 in Coro down in that Stockton pen. As the pitch to Cumbest swung on and missed, count at 1-1. Cumbest, a big hack. 1 ball, 1 strike. There are 2 players getting loose in that Grizzlies pen, Sam Weatherly and Wardo Fernandez. Here comes the 1-1 to Cumbest, and he fouls it off, count at 1-2. Brad Cumbest is 6'6", 235 pounds, 23 years old, lost all of last year due to injury, back this year and looking to help Fresno with their second-half playoff push. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Cumbest. Here's the pitch, and Cumbest fouls off another one. Good fastball at 89 from Shaw. Elevated the pitch on the inside portion of the plate. Fresno trails 7-5 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. This Grizzlies team has quietly snuck back into this game. Here comes the 1-2 to Cumbest. And it is fouled off of the end of the bat. Count remains at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies trail 7-5. Another close game on Sunday. The Grizzlies lost 10-8 last Sunday here at Chukchansey Park. The Grizzlies 7-4 on this 12-game homestand. This is the final game as it swung on and missed Encumbus, the Golden Sombrero, and that will end the inning. But Braylon Wimmer, another two-run homer, the first multi-homer game for Fresno this season. We head to the ninth, trailing by two. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the ninth inning, 7-5 Stockton leads Fresno as Wardo Fernandez takes over on the bump for your Grizzlies, as it will be Ryan Lasko to lead things off as he pitches high from the hard-throwing righty and Fernandez count at 1-0. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's action and what to expect on Tuesday in San Jose to start our nine-game road trip. As that pitch is low, two balls and no strikes. Lasko 0-for-4, a run scored in the contest. As the lefty Coro looks like it'll be his bottom of the ninth, as the Grizzlies will have 8-9-1 due up. As the pitch inside, three balls and no strikes. So the Grizzlies will have to walk it off again in order to win 5 of 6 of this series and 5 straight home wins. As the 3-0 from Fernandez on its way, and it's inside again, not even close with all four pitches, and a leadoff walk to Lasko. That is the third walk for Fresno, first by Fernandez. This brings up the second baseman, Jose Escorche, for his first time. Escorche took over for B.J. Cook, who was ejected. So number 6. So Escorche takes the plate as a runner at first with no outs against Wardo Fernandez, who is 6'1", 168 pounds. Here's the pitch outside, count at 1-0. Fernandez, 23 years old from Venezuela, signed as a free agent internationally in 2018 by the Rockies. Third game for Fernandez, a 6.75 ERA, no record. Here's the pitch, and it's low, and the count at 2 balls. And no strikes. There's a mound visit here between McCabe and Fernandez. Chukchansey Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. And a big thank you to all of our partners as well. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Save Mart, a Save Mart Sunday this evening, as there is a cold strike, the count now at 2-1. California Fish Grill, tonight's Press Box Food, that Dynamite Shrimp Bowl, outstanding. Express Furniture Rental as well. Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion, as that bowl is rocketed foul, and the count now at 2-2. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. And we have a clear back policy in place here at Chuck Chansey Park. That started on June 1st, so almost a month now into that clear back policy. As that will hit Escorche, and he will reach base. So a hit by pitch. Lasco gets to second. Now Escorche will head down to first. The second hit by pitch for Fresno. As TJ Schofield, Sam, who's 2-for-4, home run double, 4 RBI, steps to the plate as he looks for more RBI. Here on June 23rd, again, a big thank you to all of our partners tonight on June 23rd. Like Manco Abbott, Lou Provence. Here on June 23rd, as Fernandez will look back the runners. As we said, he's 23 years old. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike, count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies looking for a walk-off once again. They have had two during this homestand, six overall. Let's make it lucky number seven. Here's the 0-1 and a bunt attempt from Schofield Sam, and it's a perfect one as everybody is safe. Schofield Sam is now a triple from the cycle, and the bases are loaded with no outs. A perfect bunt single, and now trouble for Fresno's Nate Nankill, who is 2-for-4, will strike to the plate. So Lasco to third, Escorche to second, Schofield Sam to first. And that's the first hit as well. There's been a hit, a walk, and a hit by pitch as Sam Weatherly getting loose quickly. Yes, here comes the pitch to Nankill, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. So no balls, one strike as Fernandez trying to get through this frame. As it's outside, count of 1-1. Eduardo Fernandez, the fastball can register in the upper 90s. Still trying to learn how to hone it in, though. As here comes the 1-1, and it's going to hit Nate Nankill, and that will score a run. And Nankill, he's in a lot of pain, as now they're going to have to check on him. And either way, it's now 8-5 as the lead expands. And that might be it for Hernandez, or for Fernandez, as Nankill will reach on the hit by pitch. Third time he's reached base, he picks up his second RBI. Schofield Sam to second, Escorche to third, and Lasco will score. So that is a run earned by Fernandez. His second hit by pitch, and now Miles Naylor. Bases loaded, no outs. Naylor 1-for-4 with a single, and Fernandez has been two batters. That's the most hit by pitches by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. As here's the offering, and it's inside, almost hits Naylor. Count of 1-0. Lefty Sam Weatherly down the pen. If Fresno throws another pitcher, it'll be their most pitchers in a game this season. As here comes the 1-0. And that is low. 2-0. And Fernandez trying to keep this deficit at 2. He's not been able to do that. Has not been able to find the strike zone. He is up to 16 pitches, just 5 strikes. Here's the 2-0. And it is low. 3-0. And this game could get out of hand very quickly if Fernandez cannot throw a strike right here. This Grizzlies team had an opportunity to possibly win this game, but if Stockton and can put up a crooked number, the Grizzlies would be a tough Sunday to swallow. As here comes the 3-0. And it's low ball 4, and another run will score. That's got to be it for Fernandez. As Escorche, he comes in to score. There's been 2 hit by pitches, 2 walks, and a bunt single. So Naylor down to first, a RBI for Naylor. That's the second run now. And the second walk as well for Fernandez. So bases loaded, no outs. The first five batters have reached, and it's Carlos Amaya as Fernandez will step off the rubber. Amaya 1-for-4, hit into a double play his last time. 9-5 Stockton. As Fernandez trying to get through this inning, Fresno now trails by 4 runs. They're trying to get work for Fernandez, just his 3rd game with the club, as it's high for a ball count at 1-0. 19 pitches, 5 strikes. As Carlos Amaya, he should just watch 3 more pitches right now. That's the way Fernandez has been able to throw so far. Here comes the 1-0. And he will take a pitch in the dirt. Ball gets away. Another run will score. Now 10-5. Schofield Sam comes in to score on the wild pitch. 3rd run this inning. Nankill to 3rd. Naylor to 2nd. 3rd run allowed by Fernandez. He has allowed 2 walks. 2 hit-by-pitches. A bunt single and now a wild pitch. It's 10-5 Stockton. They have broken it open here. And the Ports look like they're on their way to a Sunday victory, as this game has gone out of hand for Fernandez and the Grizzlies here in the 9th. Still no outs. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. And the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's a called strike. Count at 2-1. Eduardo Fernandez, 93 on the fastball right there. It's Carlos Amaya at the dish. 10-5. 3 runs have scored here. Fresno, after 2 runs in the 8th inning, needed a 0. They trail by 5, would be their biggest comeback win of the year if they can do so, as another wild pitch and no advancement by either runners. The ball bounces back to McCabe and the count at 3-1. And the crowd on hand not happy with Fernandez. The Venezuelan wears number 10 on the back of his jersey, has not been able to find the strike zone. As he's trying to find a grip on the baseball, it continues to go to the rosin at the back of the mound. It is a warm game, but there is no excuse to be able to throw strikes, as that is a called strike. And the count at 3-1, or 3-2. As a sarcastic applause from the crowd. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Fernandez will come set around the face. Here comes his 3-2. And it's low ball for another walk. That's his 3rd walk of the inning. He has not retired a batter yet. And Steve Solis still waiting, and I think that will do it. As here comes manager Steve Solis, and Fernandez is finally going to exit this game. Did not pick up an out. He had 3 walks, 2 hit-by-pitches, and a bunt single. And the Grizzlies, 3 runs allowed here in the 9th inning. Sam Weatherly coming in. Bases loaded, no outs right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now.
Welcome back to the top of the ninth inning, 10-5 Stockton. As they have scored three runs, there's still no outs, bases loaded, as Sam Weatherly in a jam and Derek Salome at the dish. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off. Count at 0-1, and we actually just received some news that it was an injury as Fernandez has left the game. He leaves the game under athletic trainer Justin Wilson. He was grabbing towards his arm as that swung on a miss by Weatherly. Count at 0-2. So Weatherly now tries to get out of this Fernandez pickle here on Picklepalooza 2. But Fernandez, it turns out that after three walks and a couple hit by pitches, that he actually will leave with injury. As here's a fly ball to center field, a base hit. That will score at least one run as base to base goes Stockton. Now 11-5 Ports here in the ninth inning. They have scored four runs as Salome an RBI single. So Amaya to second, Naylor to third, Nankill comes to score. Still no outs. Four runs on two hits this inning. The hit allowed by Weatherly, the run to Fernandez's line. So now 11-5 as the Ports have put it on here in the ninth inning. They have scored five runs over the last two frames, and the Grizzlies, 11 runs allowed to these Ports. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, a called strike, counted 0-1. Most runs allowed as the team pitching 13 this year, and that was against Stockton. As here is a fly ball, and it's going to come into the booth, and it goes just above us. As the count now, and no balls and two strikes. That was just above us right here in the press box. So no balls, two strikes. As the pitch is inside, almost hits the batter in Rio. The count now at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Weatherly's offering is fouled off towards Rio. The count remains at one ball, two strikes. Bases loaded, no outs. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Stockton all over Fresno, 11-5. They have a four-run ninth. And the Grizzlies' comeback clause might have to really glisten tonight. As that swung on and missed, and Rio is out. First out of the inning. And the strikeout from Weatherly as it brings up Nelson Beltran. Bases still loaded and one out. Here in the top of the ninth inning, Sam Weatherly, the sixth pitcher for Fresno. They have emptied their bullpen tonight. As here comes the pitch from Weatherly, and it's inside, count at 1-0. Lefty Derek Coro still in the pen for Stockton. He was in line for a save opportunity, and now he will just pitch an inning. Here comes the 1-0 from Weatherly. And now time called as a disengagement. Count at one ball and no strikes here in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes Weatherly's 1-0. And it swung on and missed. That was in the dirt, and Beltran went to a knee, and he was so off balance that he actually touched the plate with his batting glove. And the count at 1-1 from Sam Weatherly, 6'4", 205 pounds, born in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The former Clemson Tiger. Here comes the 1-1 as Weatherly's pitch is swung on and missed. Went right back to the off speed in on the hands in the count of 1-2. 78 miles per hour. The Grizzlies trying to end this 12-game homestand on a high note, but right now the Ports playing spoiler. Count at 1-2. Here comes Weatherly's offering, and it's a line drive to left field, just foul, as Beltran was right on that pitch towards the Fresno Social in left field. And after this series, I think everybody's going to need a drink. It has been a long and warm series here at Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies, they have won 4 in a row, though. They will need at least 6 runs to tie in the bottom of the 9th inning. Fresno, a walk-off yesterday. They tied it in the 9th and again in the 10th inning. Can the Grizzlies do it again and find a way? As here comes the pitch and a line drive again by Beltran and again towards the Fresno Social and foul. Count remains at 1-2. The Ports are ready to go back to Stockton as the buses have just arrived. The Grizzlies, though, they've already packed the bags for the Ports as the Grizzlies have won this series no matter what happens tonight. Here comes the 1-2 from Weatherly. And it is another foul ball. Weatherly, 14 pitches, 12 strikes. He has picked up one out and is allowed one hit. After Wardo Fernandez allowed 4 runs thanks to 3 walks, 1 bunt single, and 2 hit by pitches. Here is the pitch from Weatherly, and it's called strike 3, and Beltran is out. Second strikeout for Weatherly, second out of the inning. As now Ryan Lasko to the dish, the 10th batter of the 9th inning. Lasko walked to start the frame, and he scored a run as well. So make sure you make those changes in your scorebook. As the pitch from Weatherly is outside, count at 1-0. Ryan Lasko, the center fielder for Stockton. He is 6 feet, 190 pounds, a second-round draft pick in 2023 by Oakland. As that swung on and missed, that slider from Weatherly, so much movement. The count at 1-1. Every single pitch that a batter has seen a slider, they have been over the top of it. As a count of 1-1. As that is inside, 2-0. I think that was the first fastball I've seen from Weatherly. Weatherly's battled injuries over the past couple of years, but now healthy. As time called from Lasko, count of 2-0. Lefty Coro continues to loosen. It's been a great game for Stockton pitching. They've allowed 5 runs, 4 from Wimmer. Besides that, they have been very good. As here's a fly ball out to center field. Racing back is Cruz, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But the Grizzlies allow 4 runs as control was the issue. The Grizzlies trail 11-5. Can the Grizzlies make their biggest comeback clause win of the season right after this?
Cruz at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We have said it all year long, one batter at a time. That's all it's going to take as the Grizzlies trail 11-5 to Stockton here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ben McCabe will lead things off as the first pitch is a called strike from left-hander Derek Coro, 5'11", 145 pounds for the Venezuelan. He is 19 years old. Here comes the 0-1 as McCabe takes it outside, count of one ball and one strike. So Ben McCabe will start things off. Fresno needs an epic comeback tonight. McCabe, an RBI single earlier, 1-for-3. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike count at 2-2. Good fastball at 92 from Coro as he takes over for Xu Shen Cha, who went four innings of relief, and he will pick up the win if this game holds. Here comes the pitch to McCabe, and he will line one to left field, but foul. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Four innings for Shaw, four hits, two runs, two earned, one walk, and five Ks. As Ben McCabe trying to get on base. Again, the Grizzlies just one batter at a time. Here comes the pitch to McCabe, and it is fouled off again. A lot of foul balls here towards the third level at Chuck Chancey Park. If you want to check out a game, I recommend the Suites or a Kodiak Club. Not only do you get a chance at a foul ball, but you have some of the best views here at the ballpark. Here comes the 1-2 to McCabe, and it's a chopper. It's going to be a tough play. The shortstop in Salome, the off-balance throw, and it gets away from the first baseman. McCabe heading to second, and he is on. As we said, one batter at a time. It's going to be E6, and that is going to be the third error for Stockton. As a runner at second for Fadrio Cruz. Cruz is 1-for-2, a single and a walk tonight. As Ben McCabe will reach. Fresno, two runs in the first inning. We mentioned that they do very well when scoring first. Well, the Grizzlies, they would like to end this game with a walk-off. As here's Cruz now, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. A lefty-lefty matchup as there are three lefties about to face the southpaw in Coro. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. And the count now at one ball and one strike. I believe actually it might be no balls and two strikes. As Fadrio Cruz, crowd on hand still cheering for Fresno. Here comes the pitch from Coro, and it's outside. So Fadrio Cruz takes on Coro. Cruz, 23 years old, from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-2, outside, two balls and two strikes. This Fresno team, I know the score may not say exactly what the whole game has been, but this Grizzlies team has been very good of late, especially in late innings. Over the past couple of weeks, a lot of comeback wins and walk-offs for Fresno. Here's the 2-2 to Fadrio Cruz, and a chopper fouls. He stays alive. Top of the lineup, two up, though, for Fresno. Can Cruz get on base after McCabe reached on a throwing error by shortstop Derek Salome? McCabe, the runner at second with no outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Sunday evening baseball. Here comes the 2-2, and it's inside, and the count full. As the catcher, Amaya, trying to paint the pitch, and Coro miss. And the count now full, 3-2. They're in the bottom of the 9th inning. The Grizzlies wearing their Valley Tribute jerseys. As that's ball 4, the ball gets away, but McCabe will stop at second base. And Cruz, he draws another walk. He has 2 of the 3 walks tonight for Fresno hitting. So now runners at first and second, no outs. And it's Andy Perez. Perez 0-for-4 into a double play the last time he was at the dish. Perez would love a base hit right here as the Grizzlies trail 11-5. Again, one batter at a time. We saw the Ports bring 10 batters to the plate in the 9th inning as Perez, fly ball left center field, and that ball is down. This should be extra bases. McCabe rounds third. He will score. It's an RBI double for Andy Perez. Now 11-6 here in the 9th inning. So Perez, the RBI double. Coming in to score is McCabe after he reached on an error. Cruz gets to third. That's a hit and a run. The run should be unearned for the time being. As it brings up Luis Mendez, 2-for-4. He has 2 runs scored. Runners at second and third with no outs. 11-6 now here in the bottom of the 9th. Mendez awaiting the pitch. And it's inside, almost hits him as he hits the deck. Count at 1-0. And Braylon Wimmer is on deck, who has 2 home runs in this game and 3 hits. So if I'm Coro, I need to get an out of Mendez. Mendez would love to keep the game going as he will line one, and that is just foul down the right field line. He was looking for his 3rd hit of the game. Luis Mendez, a career high, is 3 hits. So if he can find a way to get one on, he could possibly have a career high. Luis Mendez batting 2nd. Just a couple games he's been in this spot. 1 home run, 13 RBI for Mendez. Here's the pitch, and he fouls it off. And the count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies, 1 at a time. They have 2 runners on with no outs, both in scoring position. Fresno, 2-for-7 tonight with runners in scoring position. Here comes the 1-2 to Mendez outside. 2-2. The catcher, Amaya, good block. The Grizzlies trying to find a way tonight. This Grizzlies team, again, as we said, they are the cardiac Bears, the cardiac Grizzlies. We've continued to see close games from Fresno over the past couple of weeks. 2-2 as Mendez takes it outside, and the count is full. 3-2. Now, Braylon Wimmer is on deck. Of course, we'd love a grand slam if Mendez reaches, but the goal is to continue this train. 1 batter at a time. Here's the 3-2, and Mendez, he foul tips into the glove, and that's the 1st out of the inning. So Mendez is out, 1st strikeout for Coro, and it brings up Braylon Wimmer. Runners at 2nd and 3rd and 1 out, and for Mendez, a good battle, but Coro finds a way to fan him. So now Braylon Wimmer, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBI. Now, of course, a home run wouldn't matter, but the Grizzlies, they need something big here as Wimmer will take a pitch outside, count the 1-0. The Grizzlies, most home runs in team history, 3. Braylon Wimmer has 2 of them. The most home runs, Preston Tucker on June 30th, 2016, as that's outside. The count now at 2-0. Braylon Wimmer, if he can launch one here. Preston Tucker, almost 8 years to the date, about a week off. As the pitch is lined to right field, it goes foul, count at 2-1. It was on June 30th. We're on June 23rd today, so almost 8 years ago that happened. Preston Tucker, as Braylon Wimmer, he's just trying to line one, continue the train. Here comes the 2-1 from Coro, and it is fouled off. Now 2-2, heads up towards the Kodiak Club as Wimmer stays alive. Jason Hinchman on deck. He's 0-for-4. As the Grizzlies trail 11-6. We have 8 runs over the last 2 innings. This game is going very slow right now. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. And the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. The longest 9-inning game is 3 hours and 5 minutes. We started tonight at 5:05. So 8:10 is the point we're looking for. Here comes the 3-2 to Braylon Wimmer. And it's outside, ball 4, and the bases are loaded. Wimmer is on base for the 4th time as he draws the 2nd walk in the inning. So bases loaded, 1 out, and it's Jason Hinchman. As here comes the pitching coach and Gabriel Osuna. Jason Hinchman last night had a game-tying double to left center field with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. That sent the game into extras. Now Hinchman, if he hits a grand slam, it would be 11-10. But if he hits a double, the inning will continue. Fresno really doesn't have to start over. Now, Steven, that doesn't make any sense, right? Well, the Grizzlies, they're just trying to keep things moving, one batter at a time. A double or a base hit continues the frame where the bases would be continued to be loaded, and Felix Tena is due up next. Trust your offense. Trevor Burmeister, the Grizzlies hitting coach, he said it's been an up-and-down season, but when the team is on, they've looked good, and Fresno trying to find a way. As Diego Barrera starts to loosen down in that Ports pen, number 38 in the pen. So now Jason Hinchman, and he will take a pitch low, count at 1-0. And Fresno, after giving up 4 runs in the 9th inning, they were trailing 7-5. That's how crucial that 9th inning was for Fresno. As here comes the 1-0. And it's a line drive out to center field. Lasko racing, and he makes the play. This will score a run now, 11-7. Coming in to score is Cruz, as Perez will get to third. So it's a sacrifice fly for Jason Hinchman as Lasko makes the play for the 2nd out. So now runners at the corners with 2 outs for Felix Tena. Tena 1-for-4 with a double. And this would have tied the game up if Fresno didn't allow those 4 runs in the 9th inning. So the 2nd run for Fresno scores on the sacrifice fly. As here comes the pitch to Tena. And he will ground one to short. This should end things. And the underhand toss, and that will do it as the Ports salvage the final game of the 6-game series. And the Grizzlies fall 11-7. The Grizzlies, 2 runs in the 8th, 2 runs in the 9th. If they didn't allow those 4 in the top of the 9th inning, we would have been tied. Instead, the Grizzlies fall in the finale. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Jansey Park for the post-game show wrap-up of tonight's game as the Fresno Grizzlies end their 12-game homestand with an 11-7 loss to the Stockton Ports. Fresno falls to 40-28, now 2-1 here in the second half. Stockton, 27-40, they're now 1-2 here in the second half. The Ports, 11 runs and 11 hits, 3 errors. They left 8 on base. Fresno, 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. The winning pitcher is Shushan Shaw. He's now 2-1. Lost to Jace Kaminska, now 3-3. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,589. Lots of offense. 18 runs on 20 hits. There were 4 errors. We also had a combined 10 walks as the Grizzlies fall in the high-scoring affair. Let's go through the scoring plays where the Grizzlies took the lead in the bottom of the first. Braylon Wimmer, 2-run shot out to left field, his 7th of the season. Wimmer would not be done just yet. In the top of the third inning, though, the Ports, 4 runs, and they really never looked back after that. Ryan Lasko reached on a fielder's choice. A throwing error by catcher Ben McCabe allowed the runner Elvis Rijo to score from third. And then TJ Schofield-Sam, a 3-run shot out to right field, 4-2 Stockton. In the bottom of the fourth, Ben McCabe, an RBI single, his first hit in June, made it 4-3 as the Ports still had the lead. TJ Schofield-Sam was at it again in the fifth inning. An RBI double made it 5-3 Stockton. And then Nate Nankill followed suit with an RBI double as well as the Ports put up 2 runs in the fifth, made it 6-3. Elvis Rijo, an RBI single in the eighth, made it 7-3 before Braylon Wimmer went deep once again. The first multi-homer game for the Grizzlies this year. Wimmer's 8th homer of the season, a 2-run shot. Mendez scored both runs on the Wimmer home run. At that point, it was 7-5 as Wimmer, he had a 2-homer game. In the ninth inning, though, some control issues by Eduardo Fernandez, a hit-by-pitch, a walk, a wild pitch, and then a bunt. An RBI single from Salome made it 11-5, a 4-run inning. As now into the bottom of the ninth inning, Andy Perez, an RBI double, and then Jason Hinchman, a sac fly, 11-7, as Perez and Hinchman try to get the Grizzlies back in the game, but they fall just short tonight here at Chuck Chansey Park. Let's go through these offense now. Let's start with Fresno, where the Grizzlies had 9 hits overall. Braylon Wimmer was the highlight, 3-for-4. He reached base 4 times, 4 RBI thanks to 2 homers. He had 2 runs and a walk. Wimmer, he had 10 hits in the series against the Ports. Luis Mendez, 2 hits and 2 runs. He reached base 2 times in the contest. And then also an RBI for Ben McCabe. Andy Perez, he had a double, so did Felix Tena. For Stockton, it was led by TJ Schofield-Sam, 3-for-5. He had a home run, a double, 4 RBI and 3 runs. Nate Nankill, 2 hits, 2 RBI and 2 runs. And then at the bottom of the lineup, Elvis Rijo, he had 2 hits, including an RBI single. Nelson Beltran found his way on base 3 times. He scored 2 runs and had a stolen base. On the pitching side of things, Fresno used 6 pitchers. Jace Kaminska's worst outing this year, allowed 6 runs, 5 earned on 5 innings pitched, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. And then Brady Hill, he had an inning of work. Tyler Hoffman, an inning of work, both clean. Stu Flesen, a third, allowed a run in 1 inning of work. Eduardo Fernandez lost the control. He allowed 4 runs and he did not record an out. Sam Weatherly, two Ks, as he picked up the slack that Fernandez had in the ninth inning. For Stockton, Ryan Brown, four innings of work. He allowed three runs, three of them earned on four hits. He had seven Ks. The win to Shaw, four innings of relief, two runs, two earned, both on the home run from Wimmer. He had five punch-outs, and then Derek Coro finished the game with two unearned runs in the ninth inning. As the Grizzlies fall tonight by a final score of 11-7, they still win the series over the Ports. They finish 7-5 on the homestand, and they will head on the road to take on the Stockton Ports. That will start Tuesday in San Jose. As we will have a six-game series, and then we'll head to Modesto for the first three of the six-game series, and then head back here for 4th of July against the Modesto Nuts. And on Tuesday, on June 25th, a 6:30 p.m. first pitch, pregame show at 6:15 p.m. Our pregame guest will be Darius Perry joining us on the pregame show. Albert Pacheco gets the ball for Fresno, a 3-2 record, a 2.72 ERA. San Jose has yet to announce a starter, as the Grizzlies and the Ports will be back at it on, or the Grizzlies and the Giants will be back at it on Tuesday, June 25th, as the Grizzlies fall tonight by a final score of 11-7. A big thank you to Verge for putting on tonight's broadcast. A big thank you to ESPN 1430 and 790 for having us on the past four games. We'll be back on 790 the next time we're at home on July 4th, so stay tuned for that as well. We'll give you more details on the road trip as the Grizzlies fall tonight 11-7. However you were listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday night, and we'll see you on Tuesday in San Jose for more Grizzlies baseball.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.